With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.
And everyone, it's law.
People who buy guns on the internet or at gun shows will have to undergo a federal background check before they can take possession of that Glock or high-powered rifle in New Mexico. Friday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a bill into law that aims to keep people with mental health issues or serious criminal records from obtaining firearms.
Universal background checks in states that have them, we see a 50% increase in saving the lives of our men and women who dedicate their lives to law enforcement.
The governor was flanked by gun control advocates, including mothers like Emily DeAngelis, who said her tears of joy symbolize the work put into getting the universal background checks law passed.
This is a dream come true for us. We, you know, made our first attempt in 2017. We have been working on it every minute since to get it back here. We are over 9,000 members across the state of New Mexico, moms, dads, grandparents, teachers, healthcare workers, you name it. We're an all-inclusive and a nonpartisan group. And we are just absolutely thrilled with the leadership in this room to make this happen today. We could not be more grateful.
More than 20 states have similar laws with varying restrictions on private gun sales. Many sheriffs across the state had vowed not to enforce the law, but Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza says he thinks they'll fall into line.
I don't see it as a Second Amendment issue. I see it as a public safety issue. And I think that law enforcement throughout the state, now that it is signed into law, will enforce the law when necessary. And, you know, I'm just concerned about public safety. I think laws are made to educate, to deter, and then to be enforced. So hopefully the first two happen before we get to the third.
With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.